Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, and welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, a Radio Free Redoubt production. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there, and welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday, in which we are going to have some fun.
It is a target-rich environment for Thrash a Commie Thursday. There's lots of commie activity going on.
Oh my gosh, we've got...
Anti-Christian, anti-American...
As long as, I mean, how long will this last? This will be years worth.
Until we're all dead. Or until we defeat them.
Right.
That's the only two outcomes.
Right.
If you want to look at the history of communism.
Being that this is a Christian program, right? We do believe that these are the end days. And as the Bible says, that the generation that sees Israel return to their homeland is the same generation that will see Christ return. And so... we're pretty late in that game, and considering everything that we're looking at right now, both with the attacks really increasing on Israel and everything coming down on America, I'd have to say that, you know, well, it's the battle till the end.
Even, you know, what's interesting is the increased hostile attitudes toward Israel among Christians.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it. Yeah. By the way, we stand with Israel.
We do.
And if you don't like that, go away.
Yeah, that's right. Too bad.
Yep. Really.
Yeah.
God
Talk says to the fist. That bless, he will bless those who bless Israel. And so we are fully behind Israel.
Yep. Bye-bye. Period. So we just lost about 2% of our listening audience, but that's okay. I'm all right with that. Go think about your attitude and then come back. All right. By the way, don't send us emails about trying to debate us on that. Delete.
Yep.
Okay. So, that doesn't mean that Israelites aren't, some of them are, they're sinners just like the rest of us. You know, I was thinking about that. Somebody's like, yeah, that they're behind communism and this. And I'm like thinking, I'm Scottish. How many Scotsmen are communists?
How many Americans are communists?
Oh my gosh. I know. Yeah.
Good
no
grief.
Kidding. But I'm thinking of the lists. Are just like, wow, there's a lot of course, Trump is a Scotsman.
Yes. Yeah.
But they come in all backgrounds. There's good, bad, and ugly in every group. But, you know, that's...
Yeah, see, I don't understand why anybody would ever, you know, assume that all the biggest communists are from Israel or Jewish.
Right.
That's the biggest joke in history.
Well, a lot of them are. But you know what? That's okay. That's between them and God. God's going to deal with them. That's what the end times are all about. That's what the tribulation and all that is all about, bringing Israel into redemption.
That's
for
right.
them to cry out for Christ, you know, to realize that he is the Messiah. Right now is the time of the Gentiles and the time of the church, you know, so he's got plans for Israel, and he called them stiff-necked and they're rebellious.
That's right.
But that's okay. That's not between us and them.
No,
that's
it's
between
not.
God and them. He's gonna deal with them.
Well, and anybody that hasn't repented and decided to give their lives to Christ, they're all in the same boat.
Right.
Every last one of them, whether they be Jewish, whether they be communist, whether they whoever.
Well, and I'll stand against communism. I don't care who's back. If it's a Jew, if it's a Scotsman, if it's an American, if it's whatever it is, I'm going to absolutely oppose them, and even in the trenches if I have to.
That's right.
I don't care about that. I care about the ideology and the mindset. And I've known plenty of people from every. Well, I don't know if I've known everybody from someone from every ethnic group, but the ones that I have, there's like I said, good, bad, and ugly.
That's right.
In all of them.
In every single one of them. That's right. Yep. I mean, well, that's like, you know, Yeah.
The communists want to divide us.
We don't even need to get into the race thing because we have nothing to do with that at all.
Yeah, it's not even relevant. Matter of fact, exactly. That's exactly the only way that it's relevant is that we have to be aware that it is a tool that the communists have long planned to use to divide us.
Well, to divide every nation they've ever gone in to conquer.
We have, and look what they're doing in South Africa. I mean, it is horrendous, the racial divide that they've fomented, the communists have. Same thing. It started off with the 44th president, the previous president before President Trump, the president who shall not be named, who started it with the riots in Missouri about the racial divide and the damage and the healing that's never taken place and blaming the police. It all started with that individual right there, as far as I'm concerned, where we are now. Yeah. That's what really accelerated, I should say.
Right, right. Well, and so we had better get to the word of the day.
Let's do it.
And so,
good foundation, though, for today.
Definitely. That's right. Because, but we do have to start with the word of the day, of course, which comes to us from Isaiah chapter 33, verses 1 through 4.
Oh, man, and here I am spacing off again. Okay, Isaiah 33.
Yep.
33.
Verses 1 through 4.
By the way, the net word of the week for the Amron Nets this week is, I can't say it over, you can only give it out over radio, but we are technically right. Over radio, but there's the podcast, right?
Yeah.
That's cheating. So for the amateur radio nets, I will just say it's also in Isaiah and it is very, very relevant.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So. See, because I saw what that was, but I didn't read it. So I just used it when I checked in. So anyway, okay, so the word of the day reads under the title of A Prayer in Deep Distress, which is actually verses 1 through 6. So sorry about that. Okay, so
1 through 6. Got it.
Yep. Woe to you who plunder, though you have not been plundered, and you who deal treacherously, though they have not dealt treacherously with you. When you cease plundering, you will be plundered. When you make an end of dealing treacherously, they will deal treacherously with you. O Lord, the gracious, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Be their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult, the people shall flee. When you lift yourself up, the nations shall be scattered, and your plunder shall be gathered, like the gathering of the caterpillar. As the running to and fro of locusts, he shall run upon them. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure.
Okay.
And so, it just kind of talking about, you know, well, it's a reference to the end times again, you know, and the fact that
we find a lot of in.
Well, this verse especially is important. Verse 6, it says, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. And so, and the fear of the Lord is his treasure. And so, yeah, boy, tell me about it. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of our times. And in fact, that is what has brought me peace of mind here in the past few months.
Right.
Is, you know, basically shutting yourself off from the world for a couple hours at a time, at least.
Yeah. And focus on the Lord.
And focus on the Lord where there's truth, wisdom, and knowledge, you know, because those things are never changing, and those bring you back to a stable foundation.
Right.
You know,
it is that's a great word, stability.
Yep.
Because that is exactly what this has done, is removed that stability.
Right.
Everyone feels unstable right now. The world feels unstable. And so,
and what do communists do? They plunder. They plunder the nations that they go in and conquer.
Right.
They plunder them, and they redistribute all the wealth.
That's right.
That's the name of their game. And so they funnel it all into their own bank accounts, and it's just all about robbing, stealing, and lying.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's so it's nice to be able to return to stability in one book.
Yes.
Right? You know, return your focus back to the Bible.
No so. Kidding. Wow. Well, that's a good one, and it's timely, and it is a Wiffle Bat Thursday. Thrash a Commie Thursday.
More or less, right?
there are definitely, you know, the how about the legislature of, let's see, South Dakota? No. Minnesota. You heard about this, right?
No,
what they're
I
trying
haven't.
To do. Okay, they're trying to change the social study standards. This is from Senator Gary Dahms, D-A-H-M-S, alerting the constituents of Minnesota, which heavy Muslim and leftist presence there in Minnesota, right? So this is their department, Minnesota Department of Education's proposed new social studies standards. This is not just Minnesota. Minnesota. This is across the country. And the communists have control, just like Lenin said, take control of the schools. Give me 8 years with these kids, and the seeds I plant will never be uprooted, right?
Yeah, that's right.
They knew exactly where to go. They're after our children. These are pedophiles. These are communists who want to destroy them sexually, morally, mentally, physically, in every way.
And bring down the nation by doing so, because they plan in long-term increments. That's what the UN is known for. They're known for planning in 20-year increments ahead of time.
That's right.
And so when they're talking about bringing in Common Core like they have, yep, into the nation and turning all of our children against us through communism and teaching them communism, then they know for a fact that in the era that they have finished school, you know, which is 20 years later, they've got an entire population supporting them.
Okay, here's the conundrum. This is where the conflict is occurring. We should defund these schools. As long they are teaching hardcore anti-American, godless propaganda that is destructive to the children and to our nation. But the argument is, you can't defund schools. The Constitution requires that you fund schools and establish, you know, a public Department of Education. In almost every state that I've read, I have not read every state's constitution, but most states that I'm aware of have a clause that you must fund public schooling.
Well, and that's
in the Constitution. However, you might already be thinking along these lines. What are we teaching in the schools now? A system other than a constitutional republic.
That's right.
To tear down a constitutional republic, which is guaranteed in the Constitution.
That's what I was going to say.
So you can't claim a constitutional right which results in the destruction of the Constitution.
Right.
So there's the conflict. That should be, but we're dealing with a sick, twisted world, including all three branches of our government now.
Right. And so just so that everybody knows this, just straight off the bat, you can, if you want to fight Common Core, use Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution to fight this off. That just shows that it is an unconstitutional form of education. So
indeed,
if you go to fight this at your county or state level, bring that constitutional article.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, I've got the audio bite from Senator Gary Dahms. You guys need to hear this. He's sounding the alarm. It's watchman on the wall, warning the people, and this is in all of our communities everywhere across the country. He just happens to be reporting from Minnesota, what's happening there. So take a listen.
Well, good afternoon. This is Senator Gary Dahms, and I'd like to welcome Senate District 16 and other viewers of the video. Today I'd like to talk about the social study standards and some of the proposed changes. The first proposal came out the end of December, and it's proposing some pretty drastic changes in my opinion. Now, everybody may have a different opinion, and that's great. But some of the things they want to take out of the social study standards is the Pledge of Allegiance, the American flag, The history of both World War I, World War II, and other wars that we've been in, the Revolution and things like that, they want to take those out. They want to take out responses to the global conflict. They want to take out the history of the Civil War and of some of our presidents. They want to add different things in. One of the things they want to add in is the systemic racism in the United States rooted in our founding. How freedom and democracy have included or excluded certain groups of people. Another one that I find interesting is an analysis of the ideology of the manifest destiny and its relationship to whiteness, Christianity, and capitalism. I would ask that you go into the website and look up the Center of the American Experiment. And there's an outline there that will show you what is being proposed to be taken out of the social studies standards and what's proposed to be put in. And when you look at that, if you have concerns one way or the other, if you would be so kind as to contact the Minnesota Department of Education and let them know your thoughts and concerns. Keep in mind that when these standards are completed, there will be another draft coming out in March. But when these standards are completed, this will be the text that will be taught to our children for the next 10 years. So I would ask that you take a look at it and then decide what your next move should be. Again, thank you, and I hope that you're having a good day. And in St. Paul, it's a little chilly today, but the sun's out and it's a beautiful day. Thank you. Well, good afternoon.
All right, that was from February 12th. Now, let me ask, what ideology specifically is the self-declared enemy of whiteness, Christianity, and capitalism?
Well, and our Pledge of Allegiance, right?
That's right.
You know.
Well, that's our nation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the answer is communism.
Right. Exactly.
They are at war with it. And actually, well, so is Islam. But there's a huge Muslim representation in Minnesota as well. So this is what they want to do. They want to completely erase our heritage and our history and demonize, not just marginalize, they want to demonize those of European descent, those with a Christian history, Christian background, and capitalism. This is what we're up against. These are pure communists, unadulterated communists.
That's right, which is why we are railing against them so hard and letting you know what the truth is, because we're not just going to capitulate. We're not going to be schmoozed into, oh, well, this is kind of okay, and I don't really like this so much, but I'll go along with it, and I'll get used to it. No, that is not what Americans do.
No.
We are not going to stand for that, because this is a takeover.
We just need to, like, eliminate the whole Department of Education. It needs to be just completely turned upside down, shaken, and absolutely gone through.
Right.
It is full of communists. Absolutely full of communists. The few remaining Christian patriot conservatives that are in the education world industry, whatever you want to call it, within our education system, are vastly outnumbered.
Right.
10 to 1, 20 to 1, easily.
Well, and the teachers at the local level that have an issue with this get fired.
Yeah, exactly. They get railroaded, or they just get beaten down, and they
quit. Yeah, they're pretty much run off.
Yep.
And so you know, where do you begin? Where
you begin you by getting your kids out of the system. That's what you do. You get the kids out of the public school system. You put them in Christian private schools, or you homeschool and get involved in a co-op. That's what you do. You get your kids out of the system.
Right. So first of all, I mean, really, America needs to rise up against this communism, period.
Right.
I mean, it's coming at us from every aspect of life, right?
Right.
And just like we're going to cover in the break, they don't stop at education. They're going to be after your property rights.
It's never enough.
Your individual rights. All of our wealth,
yep.
They're after the middle class big time.
Yeah,
right
we're not
now.
Talking about arguing over budgets and
no,
whether or not we
no.
should have a new, you know, earmark money for a new city park.
No.
We're past that.
This
we're
is
past
not
this
business
is our existence.
As usual. Yeah.
This is our existence of our souls and our children's souls and the soul of our nation.
That's
is
right.
what's on the line.
Yep.
All right, we got to take a quick break. This segment is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, giving you the home field advantage. And folks, you better start learning how to defend yourselves. By God, defend yourselves, Christian patriots. Prepare and train to do it. These guys offer customized training at your home, in your business, and your vehicle, your world that you live in, with customized training. It's strategicself-defense.com, and this is the Voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be right back.
Yes, the communists have plans for you. As soon as they're in power, they will arrest many of you, seize your property. If you're important enough, they will shoot you, along with all community leaders. The rest of you will be regimented, and some of you forced into slave labor. This is the planned, plotted, tested program they are determined to execute in this country, as they already have in many others. Don't think for a minute their program is on a take-it-or-leave-it basis. When you see where the Reds have grabbed a new slice of territory here or a whole nation there, well, don't tranquilize yourself with the thought that this will satisfy them. Every move they make, every piece of ground they gobble up, every labor union, every government agency, every local organization they infiltrate in this country is just one more step towards their main goal, which is America and you.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back from the break. This is segment two, and it will be, segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0. Remember to keep Glenn Tate in your prayers as he's dealing with those health issues. We are fully behind him, support him, love those guys and what they do and what they've done for the Patriot and the preparedness community, helping to bring your preparations to the next level at Prepping 2.0. And the website is prepping2-0.com, and we are segment two, Lady Liberty with me here.
That's
on
right.
The microphone.
Yep.
And I just made that up.
Oh, did you?
Because I know you couldn't tell, so
I know.
I thought I would have to say it, right?
in a language I could understand.
Yes, right. The accent, which I can't even identify that accent. It's a JJS accent. Being goofy. Okay, so that was quite disturbing what they're trying to do in our education system. We've talked about this a lot. Here's something else, too. Speaking of Thrasher Commie, listen to these guys. Fortunately, it failed. But progressive Democrats, which is absolutely a false way of putting it. This is Fox News. Progressive Democrats. No, they're communists. In the House of Representatives, unsuccessfully pushed an amendment to lower the federal voting age to, get this, 16 years old. Fortunately, thank God it failed, but they want to lower the voting age to the kids that are right in the deepest, emotionally entrapped, entangled part of their development, and under the influences of communist propaganda, and allow them to vote. I say, if you want, how about the legal age? If you lower the legal age to purchase a handgun or a combat rifle to 16, then we'll talk. How's that? They want to lower the voting rate age to 16. Let's lower the age to purchase a firearm.
That's right.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
If they want to make it your, if you can't own a firearm until you're 21, then you can't vote until you're 21. How's that?
Well, we can say all these things that we want, but until we get the electronic voting systems removed, we have no voice, period. I mean, our power of the vote is zero right now.
Right.
And that's because we no longer control the counting of the votes. And that's exactly what Stalin said. It's not he who votes that counts. It's he who counts the votes.
Yes.
Right. And so now we know what elections look like now.
Yep.
And how they're manipulated and how they're controlled and how they get in whomever they want, and they're going to pass whatever they want because they
really
control the vote.
getting behind, really, really getting behind the candidates to change things in 2 years so we can vote harder.
That's senseless. That's putting the cart before the horse.
It's such a disconnect from the reality of what you're facing.
Right. People need to have a little bit better critical thinking skills. We already know that they are controlling the elections. So the elections, the votes, we've lost the power of the vote so long as no judges will uphold any kind of voter fraud investigation. Yeah. You know, I mean,
four people have been arrested. Which you talked about the other day.
In fact, I misspoke. I said convicted, and I don't know why I said convicted. I meant arrested. You know, gosh, you know.
Oh, I didn't even.
Just busy talking, you know.
I knew what you meant, so.
But yeah, they were arrested, and one of them was a judge. And
yes.
So, yeah. Yes. So that was very good, news.
I call that a good start.
I do, too. We all know a joke that's similar to that, right?
Yep.
Well, there is a Thrashakami person that I want to talk about a little bit. Okay. And this article is titled, Deranged Democrat Demands Prosecution of 40,000 Trump Supporters Who Were Outside the Capitol.
Oh, my goodness.
And are you kidding? And so Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee applied that every protester who was outside of the Capitol on January 6th should face criminal prosecution in a Tuesday tweet threat, utilizing a guilt by association theory more commonly associated with the criminal justice system of third world countries. No kidding. And
yep.
So she falsely claimed that the 40,000 protesters who arrived in the area of the Capitol in January all intended to overturn the election by killing the Speaker of the House, Mike Pence, and members of Congress. Really? Where did they get that? That's the first time I've ever heard of anybody planning to overturn the election by killing the Speaker of the House, Mike Pence, and members of Congress.
Because one individual was running his mouth on his Facebook page. Now applies to everyone. Hey, let's take the insurrection charges and put them in order as in chronological order. Okay. First come, first serve.
Yeah.
Which takes us back to 2017, 2016 there with Antifa and Black Lives Matter about overthrowing our government, killing the police, overthrowing
the
our government. And now recently in Oregon, they're running waving signs saying no presidents with a circle and a slash through Biden's face.
Yeah.
So they want anarchy. They want to completely tear down this system. That's the truth of it.
That's right.
All right, guys, we're out of time. We got you primed for Fired Up Friday tomorrow morning. Join us right here at 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
That's right. You'll have a fantastic Thrashakami Thursday, and blessings to all of you out there.